Unlike serial killers, mass murderers were not a homogeneous bunch. People went postal because they'd had a bad day, because they were mentally unstable, because someone influenced them, because they were high, drunk, stoned, because they were in love, out of love, confused by love, because they sought glory, because they sought revenge, because they sought death. Mass murderers could be young, old, rich, poor, well-educated, poorly educated, well-adjusted, or loners. Their attacks could be random or well-planned. In addition, many mass murderers ended their rampages by taking their own lives, making it difficult to get more information. What had brought that person to the breaking point? What had the shooter been thinking during his rampage? Would he repeat his act, given the chance, or was it a one-time homicide spree? Most of the time, no one ever knew. The best experts could do currently was a risk assessment of individuals, a checklist of behaviors statistically found in mass murderers. Mass murderers, 1, had a history of violence. For example, wife beating, child abuse, brawls, etc. 2, inspired subjective fear in people. After shootings, there were always a few neighbors or co-workers who had a bad feeling about the person. They avoided the man at work, didn't let their children play with the boy, were sure never to be alone with the guy, etc. 3. Exhibited antisocial behavior, either a loner-type personality or someone who deliberately violated societal rules. 4. Had poor social skills. 5. Liked to make threats, realistic or idle. 6. Lacked a support system. For example, came from a fractured family, had few friends, etc. 7. Felt wronged by life, the corporation, peers, spouse, etc. 8. Were under severe situational stress, for example, recent job loss, impending divorce, death in the family, etc.